News Talk 1620 WTAW on this Monday evening, visiting with Teresa Mangapura, the Brazos Valley Food Bank, and we're still a weekend away from knowing who's actually going to be in the Super Bowl, but we're talking about the greater Super Bowl. In fact, this thing has really taken on wheels nationwide, and the Super Bowl carrying is in the Brazos Valley is no different than that. And Teresa, this is my first time around the block what you all do with the Super Bowl of Caring, and I'm sure it is a huge thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, Super Bowl of Caring, and it's spelled like soup, S-O-U-P-E-R, Super Bowl of Caring is actually its own nonprofit, and it has a national presence, and the whole goal of that nonprofit is to have 4 weeks to 6 weeks a week of youth activism around fighting hunger. So in every community, it can look a little different. Some kids are doing food drives, some are working at soup kitchens, all kinds of things like that. But in this community, in Bryan College Station in particular, there's a couple things going on. All the grocery stores, H-E-B, Kroger, and the Albertson on University, have pre-made bags of items that the food bank is in desperate need of, and it's as simple as being at the grocery store and shopping and maybe picking up your items for when you're watching the Super Bowl or before, and buying one of these bags, and they collect the bags and we come pick them up, and I mean, you can just be done with it right there and have made a big impact and it not really be anything extra out of your day since you're already at the store.
In fact, your information talked about how this event actually technically launched last week. I don't know whether you have any early indication of how well it started.
Nope, none. Yeah, it did start last Wednesday, and I do not know myself yet. I do know that our trucks are going to those stores anyway to pick up and that we've been picking some up already. So I do know that some of those stores had pre-made bags around at the Food for Family food drive this last December, and it was a huge hit. I mean, everyone's busy, so there's no reason for the food bank to add to everyone's busy schedule. But if you already are at the grocery store and you have, you know, an extra $5 to buy one of these bags, it's a really easy way to give, and it makes a big impact. So the other part of the Super Bowl of Caring for Bryan College Station and some of the rural communities is the Boy Scouts here locally have joined up their annual food drive event called Scouting for Food that used to be in May. They've now moved it to be in with Super Bowl of Caring, and they're going to be, if you do live in an area where there is a scout troop, you may see a bag left on your front porch saying, hey, we're collecting canned goods for the food bank, or it could be a local food pantry in the community, especially if it's in the rural areas. They're going to want the food to stay in those communities. Would you fill it up, and we're going to come back and pick it up. So it's even easier. You just have to kind of go in your pantry in the house and fill the bag, and then they're going to pick up the bag. You may not even ever see them kind of thing. So, and that's a huge effort on their part. It's one of their huge service projects, and they're very proud of it. I think they have a goal of 30,000 pounds to collect in that one weekend, which I believe is the weekend of the Super Bowl, but they're actually collecting the bags back up on the 5th.
The information that I've been given says that the Scouts will be going door-to-door to deliver the plastic bags. I guess this would be the weekend before on January 29th, and then coming back on the 5th, the day before the Super Bowl, to pick up the donations.
Okay, yeah. So you have a whole week to remember or a whole week to forget to put the cans in the bag, depending on how you look at it. But they're given ample time.
Well, that's the value of non-perishable items. You get the bag, you put the items already in there, and then you're done.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. And we definitely do want them to be non-perishable. No loaves of bread or no turkeys.
You made a reference to one of the things that happened during the holidays during the food bank, and I did want to have you summarize how well the needs were met by the food bank, and then as a result, you know, how replenished, you know, is the warehouse, and what things do need to be stocked for the first quarter, first month. It's almost a daily basis that I'm sure that you're turning over stock.
Yeah, this is the part that probably sounds like I'm not as grateful as I should be, because we're very, very, the food drive, December, November, just this community really, really steps up. I think a lot of people do understand more than maybe they did 10 years ago the value of the food bank and what we do and what we provide. And I think they're also in their lives, all of us know somebody somehow, somewhere, even if it's someone that we see at the grocery store working at a cash register or whatever, that is dealing with food insecurity, which basically is a word that means not knowing where every single one of your meals is coming from, having some anxiety about finding food to eat. And so the community did such a great job for us at the end of the year. I think the food that we got at the food drive probably will last us. We have to still sort through some of it. So it'll probably last us 2 to 3 weeks. And it used to be a time when the food that amount of food collected at a food drive could last us 6 months. So it just tells you something about the increase in demand. On average from last year, it's been 24% increase over the previous year, which is a lot, actually. So while we look crowded right now, some of it is a logistics issue, getting the volunteers in there and getting it all sorted and getting it out. But we are turning over inventory pretty quick. I mean, your question was well put. It makes me think. I still worry about it a lot. This will be the first year I've been at the food bank for almost 6 years. This is the first year we've had our partner pantry saying they've really literally run out of food and had to turn people away instead of having maybe a little bit left over to not have to order as much for the next distribution. So it's anxious times for service providers, the ones who help. It's really anxious for the people who need the help. That's just the reality of where we're at.
Any light at the end of the tunnel? Is the usage continuing to go up, even though there's some signs of the economy maybe has bottomed out?
We don't see any relief right now, no. I think what it's going to take is some more jobs with good pay rates come into this community. And I've heard some signs of some of that coming. You know, I don't know. I can't remember the name of it, but I guess where West Corporation used to be, there's going to be.
Yeah, the new call center's coming in.
And there's going to be, you know, some of those folks that used to be at West probably are having to access services. You know what I'm saying? Because that was a decent paying job with benefits. And some of those folks, I would say, probably did not find something to replace that. So I think that is really encouraging. Some of it is just there's so much talk out there right now about how scary everything is. And people don't have a lot of confidence and so some companies and some businesses just are playing it safe still. We're not hiring back. I mean, I don't blame anyone. I think it's difficult to decide when you have that safety net that you can bring people back, because you certainly don't want to have to lay them off again. That would be a horrible thing. So, you know, I don't know enough about the business end of things, but I do know that when the business end of things are not going well, that affects lives, and then that's where we step in and act as a safety net. And right now we're busy.
Well, and I can't wait for the moment that you call me and say, hey, guess what? For the first time since, you know, this usage increase began, we're actually seeing it starting to flatten out a little bit.
And it will. It has to. I mean, it has to. There's no way around it. Food, obviously, is what these families and individuals need, but there's other basic needs that they're going to have met as well. And, you know, if things get so bad, then they're going to lose housing, they're going to lose their cars. I mean, if things get worse, which I don't think they will, there would be all kinds of other crises on hand, not just the food bank. So I think that we are providing the service that we're supposed to, which is a safety net to get folks through these rough times.
Well, and again, a lot being coordinated through the Brazos Valley Food Bank. Your information talks about over 50,000 receiving assistance and having 40 partnering agencies assist. And for those who want to learn more about what the food bank does, you can go online to bvfb.org and learn more. But in the meantime, stop at one of the grocers, be it their Kroger's or HEB's or Albertsons, between now and Super Bowl Sunday, and you can contribute even after that fact, because the shortage isn't going to end anytime soon.
Yes, but I do want to. I want to end on a positive note. Even if we don't know what's going on with the economy or whatever the case may be, we do know that we have a great community here. I know that. I have lived in other places, and I have not seen the outpouring of people just interested in being involved in what we do, which is meeting a basic need. And so I have a tough time dealing with the number of people and some of the really sad stories that we hear. But then on the flip side, we have so much support and so many wonderful people that want to help that kind of balances it out for us. So if you don't think there's anything that you can do to help alleviate hunger, you're absolutely wrong, because one can of food makes a big difference. $1 makes a big difference. 1 hour volunteering makes a huge difference. And kids can volunteer. Seniors can volunteer. It's a place for everybody to get involved, and I hope you do.
And if you want to learn more, again, online, bvfb.org is the website, and you can call 779-3663 and get rounded to whether it's Teresa or anyone else at the office and learn more about those additional opportunities. And as always, appreciate the visit.
Thank you.
Teresa Mangapour with the Brazos Valley Food Bank with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.